put your foot down? Did you be like, motherfucker, you're going to do what I say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing swell. How are you?
All right. Did you have a good 4th of July?
I had a typical 4th of July.
Went to bed early?
No, actually went to bed late, but it was it was fairly peaceful, except for the idiots shooting off firecrackers in the breezeway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what idiots do.
You mean you didn't go see fireworks?
No. Why would I do that? There would be people there.
That, and you live in a place where there's fireworks every single night of the year.
That's right. That's right. Depending on when I leave work, there's fireworks. So why do I go out? Been there, done that frequently.
Okay.
No need for it.
Okay.
Did you see fireworks in South Carolina?
We did. We went to the Goose Creek celebration of 4th of July.
Oh, sounds fascinating.
The mayor got on the microphone when the shindig started at 6:30 and said, hey, you guys are like the first 3,000 people. We're expecting like 7,000 people here. Then promptly a thunderstorm showed up.
Of course.
And it was about like 7 o'clock when it started to like rain. And my wife was like, what do we do?
Okay.
And I said, well, they're not going to be shooting off fireworks until like 9:30. Let's just see what happens. And
right.
Everybody left because, oh shit, here comes a thunderstorm.
So you were the only people there?
There were by the time they launched the fireworks, there were only about 100 people in the park.
Hmm.
And we were like all scattered throughout like the big like waterfront park thing. So it was kind of like having our own fireworks.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Festive.
Yeah, and they had some like so unlike the other places I've ever worked that have fireworks, they don't shoot them off electronically, they shoot them off of flares.
Okay.
And during the finale, they had a low burst out of the tube.
Ooh.
And I was able to watch the guy like go flying backwards and hit the ground.
So, oh, nice.
That's not a good day for him.
Right.
And then somebody picked up his flare and finished the show. So I don't know how badly he was hurt, but it was, you know, just another typical, like, amateur fireworks show.
Yeah. Well, that's not... Well, it can't be as bad as the guy in Maine. Did you hear about this story?
No. Uh-uh.
He put a fireworks mortar tube on his head and lit it and died instantly. Alcohol may have been involved.
Oh, you think?
That's what they're saying.
Jesus.
That's what they're saying. It may have been involved. They're not sure yet. Good possibility.
Why are people stupid?
Because they are.
I mean, I know it's a good way to thin out the herd and to survival of the fittest, definitely. Like, that all comes into play. And he really should have died because he's stupid. But, like, why would people think that that'd be a good idea?
I think it's because they don't think.
It's like last night during the lightning, people were actually standing under trees. And I was like, what are you, fucking retarded?
Yes, they are. And you should treat them as such. Because I think it makes it easier.
If I just treat everybody as if they're special needs?
If you just consider that they're all special needs, so you just kind of, oh, that's so sad. Oh, bless his little pea-picking heart.
The world is special needs.
Yes, yeah, see?
Okay.
It makes it so much more fun.
Okay.
Because then you can imagine them at the Special Olympics, jumping hurdles.
standing up during the bobsledding.
Yes, exactly. Using their selfie sticks on roller coasters.
Yeah, well, this will be a good idea. Wham!
We'll get a great picture. Crack.
Has there been any blowback from the ban of selfie sticks?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
However, you can no longer buy giraffe poop for dessert.
Oh.
So I think that they kind of decided that maybe not a really good idea. So
did they get rid of all the poop desserts?
Yes, all the poops are gone.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That sucks. That's what I was going to go get the next time I was down there.
Well, sorry, no poop. Well, I mean, I can get you real poop if you want it.
I don't want real poop.
You sure?
Yes, I want chocolate candy poop.
Chocolate candy poop.
Yes.
It's also known as Tootsie Rolls. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Did you hear, speaking of poop, did you hear what came out of George Takei's mouth?
Recently? I saw mention of it, but I did not really pay attention to it.
He's having to extend an apology to Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court because in an interview George Takei referred to Clarence Thomas as a clown in blackface.
Ooh, fun.
Yes, he then came out and said this was not intended to be racist, but rather to invoke a history of racism in the theatrical arts. And I don't really know what that had to do with.
What?
Okay, so the spat began after the same-sex marriage ruling. Thomas, one of four judges to dissent, wrote that denying gays and lesbians the right to marry is not denying them of their dignity.
Okay.
So George, who's openly gay, if you haven't seen his documentary, you really need to go watch it.
Okay.
He said for many, being, and it goes back to him being in internment camps, was indeed a great loss of self-worth and respect, a terrible blow to the pride of the many parents who sought only to protect their children from coming to harm. To say that the government does not bestow or grant dignity does not mean it cannot succeed in stripping it away through the imposition of unequal laws and deprivation of due process. And then proceeded to call him a clown in blackface.
And why is he apologizing?
Because he apparently, people are taking that as he doesn't like black people.
So.
It's a very touchy time in the country, John.
Really, people? Really? No.
What?
That's the reason he's apologizing, not like I've rethought what I said. And
well, he says his words were not carefully considered.
Is his for official... Christ's sake. Everybody what? Grow up.
Well, that's when he busted out with it's not intended to be racist, but rather to invoke a history of racism in the theatrical arts. And I don't know what that has to do with anything else.
Yeah, I don't either. It's one of those things like, why do we listen to this guy?
Because he's a funny gay guy.
Okay. But should we really think it's that important?
Hey, this is front page news, man. Everywhere I've gone today, there's been this thing about George Takei having to say that he's sorry to Clarence Thomas for calling him a monkey in black, or a a clown in blackface.
Really? Racist now, huh? Who's the racist now?
That was a slip. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. All right, honky. Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Time of death. 318. Now Clarence Thomas is going to denounce us. Great.
Dance Monkey Dance is no good. You cannot listen to Dance Monkey Dance.
Actually, that could be the best thing that ever happened to us, because our listenership would like go through the roof.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
We should call him out. I don't know on what, but we should.
Isn't Clarence the one with the pubic hair on the Coke can?
Yes.
So again, who gives a shit? I don't understand why people take stock in any of this crap. You know, like the whole Donald Trump thing. It's, yes, we know he's an idiot. Don't watch him. Don't vote for him. Don't buy his shit. End of story.
But John, he didn't, you know, he didn't think there was going to be this much backlash when he insulted an entire nation of people.
Entire nation of people who clean our toilets. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a group of people who do the jobs that nobody else wants.
I don't know. I'm interested to read the thousands of articles he has on the baby rapists, though, because that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you think so?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It's like, what? Just go away.
Well, I mean, he's running for president, John.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is he really?
And you know what? Middle America would vote for him because they're a bunch of racist, fucking ignorant people.
Well, because he's saying what they want to say but have been afraid to.
Yes. Exactly.
All right, whatever. I'm just at a loss. Just at a loss.
At the stupidity or what people think is important?
What people think is important. I mean, we're going to have like 300 people running for president.
Yes.
So why don't we make it a reality show?
I'm sure that that's been thought of.
I'm not make it, Big Brother. I think you put all of them in the same place, put them all in the same house, and you give them all these wacky challenges. You know, hey guys, today we're going to solve Middle East peace. Okay. And then they go out in the backyard and there's like some big inflatable playground with like lots of sand.
Okay.
And, there you go.
So do they vote each other out until there's the last one and that's the person that gets to run for president?
No, I think it's just like Big Brother. It's like you get to vote in. You get to call in. To vote for Hillary, dial 9.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's the people in the house that decide who's leaving.
Well, I mean,
I think it should be more like Survivor, where they have to catch their own food.
Okay.
You know, make them work for a living.
Ooh.
You know, it's Survivor, but it's in like a factory. Make them do all the menial work that like the hardworking Americans they want to represent do.
Like build cars and.
Work in a furniture factory. Do like meaning, like low level labor, but like you know those people that make $6 an hour but work their asses off.
Right.
You know, maybe it rotates every week. Maybe then, like, there's a week where they have to all work in a McDonald's.
Ooh. That'd be kind of... I'd watch that.
Would you? Like, every week it was a different set of jobs that they'd have to do?
But I think it's more like dirty jobs.
Yeah.
Hillary, this time we're mucking out the leach field. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, Mitt Romney hanging off the side of a building cleaning windows or...
Yeah, like that would happen.
Well, that was one of the dirty jobs that they did.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
You know, pig farmer. All that kind of fun stuff. Discovery's hurting for content. We could sell that to them.
Yeah.
At least True TV. I'm sure we could get it on True TV.
Oh, you can get anything on True TV. You could probably even get it on BET.
Only if there's a black candidate.
You know what? I think what you do is 1 week they all have to put on blackface, and then 1 week they all put on like bronzer, so they look Hispanic, and then 1 week they all like tape their eyes back so they look Asian.
Jesus.
To see who appeals to which audience.
You don't think that's going a bit too far?
No, I think it'd be hilarious.
No.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll call it like presidential Big Brother or president. Like, what would we name it?
The Amazing Race for the White House.
Okay.
I think that'd be great. You know, 1 week they all go to India to work in the call center for AT&T.
Okay. Hey, I think that's great. I think we should pitch that.
I bet, you know, and instead of the what's her name, the girl who hosts Big Brother, we'll get like Donna Brazile or somebody, you know, who hosts the debates.
Okay, I can see that.
Or like Marley Matlin or Mary Matlin and Marley Matlin. No, I don't get the Mary Matlin and what's his name? The cracker? Bald guy, what's his name? You know who I mean. That guy.
Which guy?
That guy. Mary Matlin's husband.
I don't remember.
The bald guy.
Howie Mandel?
No. What was his name? I don't remember his name now.
Now we have to look it up.
Carville. James Carville.
James Carville.
James Carville.
James Carr.
They were big during the Clinton campaign because she's Democrat and he's Republican or vice versa.
Oh, he's the like alien looking dude.
Yeah, who's like a Southern boy. Good old boy.
Yeah. He's like from Louisiana.
Cajun.
Yeah. Ooh-wee. Sure, we'll get them.
Funny. Sure. That'd be funny.
We can do that. Oh. Am I keeping you up?
Ah, you are. God, jet lag.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, a week later, still have jet lag.
World traveler?
Yeah.
So how was your trip?
It was lovely.
Yeah?
Portland, Oregon is a shithole. I've been to big cities before, you know, New York, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia, Miami. I've never seen a more aggressive homeless problem than in Portland.
Yes.
They are freaking everywhere.
Yes. Yes, they are.
They will come up to you while you're eating and ask you for money. I know there's the homeless problem of people who are mentally ill and they need help, but a lot of these people just seem to not want to work.
Yeah.
They had dreadlocks and dirty feet, and it was just really gross.
But I've heard that they're like in encampments around the city. It's not like...
No, they are like, they'll take like a cardboard box and put a wall up in like the entrance to a shop.
Oh, really?
And make like their little overnight apartment. Or they've got sleeping bags and they're sleeping out in the parks and in like next to hotels and under shopping carts. I mean, it was really horrible.
Wow.
And I'm kind of a pushover for, you know, for charity because I'm so, you know... outgoing, but I was like, Jesus Christ, get a fucking job. You know, we're sitting outside Voodoo Donuts and I'm and this kid comes up and he's got dreadlocks and a dog and a cell phone and he's asking if we have any extra Voodoo Donuts. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, we have extra donuts because we thought we might have somebody come join us. Here, please have a Captain Crunch donut and enjoy. Have a wonderful day. And then walking back to the hotel, there was like this whole freaking family with like 2 2-year-olds just hanging out on the street. Dad's got, you know, blue jeans, no pants, no shoes. I mean, no shirt, no shoes. you know, 3 teeth in his head, smoking a cigarette. Mom's trying to sell some jewelry she made. And it's like, dear God, you could at least get a job at McDonald's.
Well,
I don't know. It was very, I don't know. I was very disappointed.
You were disappointed that there were so many homeless people?
Well, that they were just everywhere. You know, you should keep them in one place. But they're on the sidewalks. I got up early because for some stupid reason the sun rises at 5 frickin' a.m. in the Northwest. So after I couldn't sleep, I got up early and decided to take a walk around.
Yeah.
And there you see people like sleeping on like monuments and park benches, alleyways and stuff in sleeping bags. And while I noticed one person lying down on this big slab that was, I don't know, maybe it was a fountain or something. And then the person's partner, I think it was a woman who was in the sleeping bag, the guy comes up and he's got Starbucks for her. That's like, Jesus Christ. What the hell? You've got money for Starbucks because you begged for it, and yet you're sleeping in the park.
They're just saving their money, John.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I can understand the ones who are mentally ill and need help.
Uh-huh.
But at some point, there are options.
According to this Oregon website, there are nearly 4,000 people homeless in the Portland area.
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
Yes. It's embarrassing to a city. Because here's the other thing. In the same block where you're tripping over homeless people, you're being charged $60 for a steak.
Oh, Jesus.
And I have to tell you, I sent the steak back because it wasn't good. They're like, oh, we're going to this steakhouse. It's wonderful. It's great. It's all locally sourced. And it was truly like a skit from Portlandia. If you've ever seen Portlandia with Fred Armisen.
Uh-huh.
Where you look at the menu and it's like, oh, well, we have the ribeye. And this ribeye was grass-fed and grain-finished. His name was Dave. He lived on a small farm with his brother. And for $67, you can have a slice of him.
Jesus.
So I ordered the steak, you know, which you figure you're supposed to do in a steakhouse.
Right.
And the woman, and I ordered it medium rare.
Okay.
So the woman, Meredith, wonderful woman, shitty waitress, brought out the steak. The two of us had steaks. The rest had like fish and chicken. It's like, why go to a steakhouse then? the steaks come out, and it's one of those restaurants where you everything's a la carte.
Ah.
So it's $67 for your steak, and then $9 for a potato.
Holy shit.
So the steaks come out, and they're black.
Okay.
I mean, burnt beyond recognition. They looked like slabs of hockey pucks. So I cut into it, and there's absolutely no freaking pink or red whatsoever in this steak. It is more than well done. And the other guy who ordered steak cuts into his, exact same thing. And normally, I would just suck it up and eat the damn thing. And I'm like, they're charging us $67 for this fucking steak. They're going to get it right. So we called the waitress over, and she looks at him, and she goes, well, I just want you to know that, you know, grain-fed beef is not as fatty as the others, so that's why there's not much marbling, and it's not as juicy. It's like, honey, we ordered medium rare, and this is cooked all the way through. Well, I just wanted you to know that, you know, grain-fed beef is just something totally different. It's like, Can we send these back? So begrudgingly, she took them back after trying to explain to us that, you know, grain-fed beef is supposed to be overcooked and tough to chew. And the kitchen manager comes out. And obviously, everybody else has eaten. And it's like 11 o'clock now at night. So we're still waiting for our frickin' steaks. The steaks finally come out. The restaurant manager comes out to bring them to us. And, you know, asks us to check them. And, I mean, it wasn't even medium well. Medium rare. It was, like, rare. I mean, it mooed at me. So we're like, yeah, it's fine. Great. And then one of the guys at the table says, you know, I mean, we've been here for 3 hours now, and they're just getting their steaks because they weren't cooked right. I think you owe us some compensation. I'm like, oh, dear God, there's going to be a scene. Actually, I think the manager was scared because he didn't really say anything to us. But then when the woman came out with our bill after we had finished like less than half of the steak because it was inedible, said, oh, well, he did take both of those steaks off the check. It's like, well, he should have.
Gee, that was big of him.
Wasn't it? So it was exciting. Very exciting. Would not go back there again. It was very trendy. The city's very trendy, you know, where you go out to dinner at like 7 o'clock and you got to wait an hour and a half for a table.
Right.
Went to a restaurant the night before that was really good, but apparently they haven't heard of this thing. I don't know. I mean, I think you have it. I guess it's not that common, but it's called air conditioning. And they were in the middle of a freaking heat wave. It was 100 damn degrees. Right. 106 inside the restaurant. So the hotel had recommended this restaurant. We got there. It's like, well, I could seat you in about 45 minutes. And we just kind of looked at each other and go, you know, it's going to be the same thing anywhere we go. So we said, okay, fine. We'll hang out at the bar. We'll have some drinks. And we're just dripping with sweat. It was awful. And then we found like the one air vent that was working. So there's six of us kind of crowded into a corner trying to get some air. Yeah, it was interesting.
You and your first world problems, man.
I know. You know, voodoo donuts. Do you get the maple bar with or without the bacon? Don't know.
They overcooked my $67 piece of meat.
Yes. So I'm sending it back like an ass because I know they're now going to take turns licking it. But still, I at least want the frickin' piece of meat edible.
You're the reason people hate us.
I know, aren't I? It's awful.
Oh, that's funny.
They had really good mac and cheese for $9. Oh, and we did get a cheese plate by the fromager because this freaking restaurant has a girl who just serves cheese.
Did you ask her to cut the cheese?
She cut it before she got to the table. But you know, she's going through, and this is a sheep's milk brie. It's finished off with a light pepper crust and some pistachios. And this is our cheddar, and this is our buffalo mozzarella made by goat cheese. And I'm just wondering, it's like, how many goats do you have to milk to get enough milk to make cheese? Because goats are kind of tiny.
Lots.
Apparently. It was a very interesting thing. And, you know, since we were on expense reports, it really didn't matter what we spent. But, dear God, yeah, it was awful. And then, at our hotel, we went to a trendy hotel because that's where the company had an agreement with.
Yeah.
And it was a trendy family upscale hotel that allowed pets.
Okay.
So there's a chalkboard in the front lobby welcoming the dogs that are at the hotel. It's like, okay, I can handle dogs. I just can't handle cats. So I was fine. And then they have all these activities throughout the day that, you know, from 6 to 10 a.m. they have breakfast, which was coffee and an apple.
Nice.
And then from like 12 to 2, they had like afternoon refreshments. donuts and popsicles. And then from 2 to 4, there was ice cream. And then from 4 to 6 or 5 to 6, there was wine hour.
Ooh.
And wine hour featured such entertainment as giant Jenga and a piano player who came in a walker who looked like Vincent Price.
Oh, geez.
And he barely had enough songs to get through the hour. I'm sorry. We heard The Entertainer. We heard Turkey in the Straw. It's like, oh, dear God. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Just amazing. Just freaking amazing. Yeah. Good times. So, yeah, you know, I would highly recommend not going to Portland on your next vacation.
For as many for as many homeless people as there are in Portland, it only has a 4.4% unemployment rate.
See, I find that kind of hard to believe because you can hand them a trash bag and say, "Here, pick shit up."
Well, isn't that low for that?
Yeah, it is low. Well, I think the country's at 6%, so.
I mean, unless there's a shitload of people shoved into Portland.
There are.
Are there?
Yes, there are. When I was out on my morning walk, I came across a scene from The Walking Dead. I kind of knew where I was going and just sort of started walking knowing that, you know, at some point I'm going to have to take, you know, 2 more rights and it'll put me back on the street with the hotel. Well, I made a wrong turn into this neighborhood that looked empty until I got halfway down the block and the Mission opened. And these creatures came shambling out of these buildings. Get a dollar, 50 cent. Can you help me with 50 cent? Get a dollar, get anything. Can you help me? I swear to God, there should have been like chains on the door that said, "Don't open, dead inside." So I quickly got out of that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And made it back to the hotel safely.
Did you see any filming for either of those shows that film up there? The Flash or Arrow?
No. So no filming whatsoever. Oh. None whatsoever. However, on the day we were leaving, since we left this awful restaurant at like 11:30 at night, they were setting up something in the city square.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like their downtown. I don't know. You know, they do have shit, little stages. And we were informed that at midnight, marijuana was then legal in Portland. So we should hang around. It's like, no, thank you. But here's the deal. It's legal to have it, but it's illegal to purchase it.
Okay.
So I don't know if they thought it was like some bizarre catch-22 that was going to keep marijuana out of the city. But apparently you just cross the river and go to Seattle, Washington, where it's legal and you can go buy it and then you bring it back and then you can use it.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Interesting. So yeah, I mean, it was just a wonderful city. Wonderful city. That's all I got to say.
We sent some guys up there to do a testimonial for one of our clients, and they had the kind of the same stories of like homeless everywhere. Like they went to go shoot B-roll of the city and they couldn't find like shots where they didn't have homeless people in it.
Uh-huh.
So they had to like stage stuff and it was like, we're just trying to shoot like city shots.
Right.
You're having to ask people to move and it's like, oh.
Somebody told me that, oh, they are so proud of their city that, you know, you can't litter without somebody coming out of a shop, crossing a street and picking up the trash and putting it in a trash can. Really? That's not really what I saw.
Did you test that?
I did not test that.
No?
I did not test that, no.
Did you see a lot of people with, like, different colored hair?
No, but a lot of dirty dreadlocks.
Dirty dreadlocks?
They all looked like the guy from Counting Crows. I guess it's just easier to stop when you can't wash your hair to just, you know, stop combing it as well.
Is that how dreadlocks are formed?
Yeah, you stop combing it.
Oh.
And then you kind of, because then it starts to like curl around the other hair, and it makes a, I don't know, whatever it makes.
Oh, I did not know that.
And, you know, you kind of pick at it so that it's not, you know, so it's not like you know, big turd looking dreads. You want, you know, smaller dreads like green beans.
You know an awful lot of about dreadlocks here, pal.
Yeah, well, I know some odd people, so there you go.
Wow, I'm just looking at pictures of the homeless people in Portland. That's
yeah,
really sad.
Yeah, it is.
Little kids laying in the street.
Yep. Yep, yeah, but then they, like, pull out a cell phone. And it's like, so are you homeless or are you a hipster? I'm kind of confused. Is that your pet or is that an investment?
Maybe that's the next step in being a hipster.
What, being homeless?
Is you have to look like you're homeless. Mm. You know, three nights a week you have to go sleep on the street. You have an apartment and you have a job.
Yeah. I don't know. It just bothered me. It bothers me that we have such a freaking rich country that there's no place for people to go. And I know people fall on hard times. I think we're all like two or three bad decisions from like shitting in a bucket. But still, there's got to be a way to help the situation. And the other thing that was weird about Portland is they kind of have a like a food truck culture,
right?
But they're more like U-Hauls. They're like these tiny, like 6 foot square shacks, and I noticed them in like three or four different city blocks. One was selling tacos, one was selling fish, one was selling burgers, one was selling ribs, one was selling Chinese, and I'm kind of looking around like, dear God, I would not eat anything here. This looks really disgusting. It's just ew.
Yeah, ew. Food trucks are... We have food trucks here in Charleston. Charleston has turned into a big food truck culture place.
Yeah. And,
but they take a lot of care in their food trucks.
Well, and I don't mind food trucks.
No.
But these things just looked dirty.
No, and there have been people that have come to where I work and set up their quote-unquote food truck, and it's a tent, and two old black women, and they're cooking like Creole, and like it's out of the trunk of their car. And it's like, nah, I'm not even going up there. I'm sorry. Like, it has to look a certain way for me to even approach a food truck.
Yeah, I mean, I just get weirded out by things like that. I get weirded out by restaurants. Like, you know, if the restaurant doesn't look clean and it's got a nasty bathroom, then you know what? I'm probably not going to eat there. It was just bizarre. Very bizarre.
So you're saying don't go to Portland?
I would not recommend it.
Okay.
Would not recommend it. It was not, you know, a fabulous trip.
I know you said that there are a lot of people that are asking for money and stuff. Do they all have the little cardboard signs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because that always bothers me when I see them.
You know, need work or need parts for my spaceship or, you know, anything like that. You found a Sharpie, but... whatever.
I saw a picture on Reddit the other day, and it was called, I think the caption was Helen Keller would be proud or something like that. And it was a woman with a Sharpie making a sign so that she could go panhandle. And the first word was like blind and hungry.
And, oh, but it was like perfectly spelled out.
And, yes. And like nice straight line. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Who's lying here? Yeah.
There was when I passed the family with the two kids, right. The guy who asked for an extra donut had had joined them on the side of the road next to their shopping cart and their jewelry store. And the father was telling him how at a certain time of day he had to leave because he found a really good new spot to stand. It's like, oh, okay.
Apparently there's a place in Portland called Dignity Village.
Is that like the tent city?
Probably. And there's rules if you want to stay there. One is no violence to yourself or others. So if you want to beat the shit out of yourself, you can't. Number two is no theft. Number three is no alcohol, illegal drugs, or drug paraphernalia on site or within a one block radius. Number four is no constant disruptive behavior. So you can disrupt
random
shit. Exactly.
Okay.
And
but
number
five, it's constant, you can't do it.
That's right. And number five is everyone must contribute to the operation and maintenance of the village. So there you go. You can be homeless, you can have, or you can live in the village, but those are the rules.
Wow. Interesting. It seems like something out of Mad Max.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just fearful that that's what's going to happen after Skynet. That eventually, you know, we're all going to be reduced to that.
I don't know. I know, like, I agree with you that we're all one, like, really bad choice away from, like, being out on the street. And I've hit some low points in my life. But I've also done what it took to support my family. And I don't know. The people that just stand on the street and be like, we'll work for food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then if you've got
but they
that
really
much drive.
Won't.
Well, I guess that's the thing. You have to have the drive to do it.
You know, if they say, you know, oh, we'll work for food. Okay, well, can you wash my car? I'm like, well, no. Well, then fuck you.
I mean,
carry
I've
my
had...
groceries home. Do something.
I've had that thing. It was when I lived in Orlando where there was a guy at a stoplight that said hungry, you know, we'll work for food or whatever, and I happened to be going to McDonald's and bought a meal and brought it back and rolled down the window and tried to hand it to him, and he was like, no, I'd rather have the money. And it's like,
yeah,
why should I even bother then?
Yeah. One of the guys I was with, his family's very bohemian. Like, they were homeschooled, and there's three boys and a girl, and they're all artsy. Like, one of them's traveling the world as a juggler. And, okay?
Okay.
And he was telling, was telling a story how at one point, when they were, has a twin, and his twin, when they were nine, was always looking at the ground picking up change.
Okay.
And they walked by a homeless girl, and somebody made some comment. I don't know if it's the mother or one of the other kids or whatever. And the kid decided, well, I'm going to give her all my money. And this 9-year-old kid goes over to this homeless girl and holds out his hands with all these pennies, and she slaps them out of his hand and goes, I don't need your charity.
What the hell?
I'd be, all right, well, then go back to shitting in the bushes, honey.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah. I don't know. And it was, what I did like, though, was that even at, like, you know, six of them, well... early in the morning when I was out walking around, and even late at night when we were coming back from the restaurants, that there were like transit cops everywhere on the streets. So I guess I don't know if there's a problem with the homeless people like trying to like hijack, you know, the streetcars or something or whatever. So.
Wow, that sounds lovely. That's a great place to live.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been to big cities, and I feel comfortable walking around by myself.
Right.
But this was, I mean, they're like all around the courthouse and the city hall and the libraries, and really, why, yes, you know, go somewhere else. Bus them out to the suburbs or something. I don't know. That's my soapbox.
Well, according to this statistic, that 40% of the homeless youth in Portland are gay or lesbians, and the number one reason that they're on the street is family rejection.
I would see that with a few people, but I wouldn't say that was the overall that I witnessed.
Okay.
I also found out that Portland has the most number of strip clubs per capita.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there is work. If you're willing to go for it.
Yeah, but how many dreadlocked strippers can you see in a night?
Well, that's just... Apparently, they run the gamut from no teeth to, you know, dentures. So, it was... Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand how it can still be a problem in this day and age. You know, Donald Trump, take your fucking millions and do something good for a change.
I think it comes down to the person's drive. Of, you know, they don't want to work. Or they're like, I don't
then
know.
That's not an option.
I agree.
That's really not an option. If you are able to work, you should be able to work.
I totally agree.
Whether it's punching tickets on the subway or cleaning dumpsters or something, there's work to be done. That's all there is.
John for president.
Yes.
2016.
2016.
See, you'll never get elected because you actually have ideas on how to change shit.
Yeah, well, that's our problem.
I mean, it can't be good. You know, I understand the rich wanting to keep middle class and lower class down because they just get richer, but, like, being homeless doesn't help anybody.
It certainly doesn't when they're camped out in front of your warehouse or in front of your store.
Yeah.
You know?
Imagine being a store owner and having to deal with homeless people sleeping in the entranceway all the time.
Yeah, every night. That's great, you know? Because you know they're like, you know, shitting in a bag. And they're not going to take the bag with them.
Nope.
If they're nice enough to use the bag. It was just very sad. It was very, very sad.
Yeah, some of these pictures are just terrible.
Yeah. It's horrible. Horrible.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, isn't it?
So as John said, unless you want to see this crap, don't go to Portland.
You know, I mean, it had potential to be a really cool city. It, you know, had some very polarizing neighborhoods where you went from, you know, but I mean, I wouldn't take a family there. I really wouldn't. I'd take a family I didn't like there. How about that?
I mean,
we're going on vacation. I'm leaving you in Portland.
Portland just isn't one of those places where I would be like, let's go for a vacation.
Yeah, and people call it like the middle of Oregon. Like, that's okay. That was very odd.
I mean, like, I've been to Seattle, but it's still, again, it's not somewhere that I'd be like, let's go on vacation to Seattle.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just... Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just... I think of different things when I think about vacations, but... Like, that's just not one of them.
Well, you've got the mountains. You've got the rivers. There's all this nature crap out there. But still. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But if I'm gonna go hike in the mountains or I want to see any of that stuff, I'd go to California. And I'd go, like, hike the Redwoods or, you know, do something like that. I don't see them being, I don't know, like Portland being the place that I would choose.
Right.
I don't know.
I would agree. I would agree. And the process it takes to freaking get there was just awesome. You know, because travel in the U.S. on the airlines is just such a luxury for us.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a chair that's, you know, three quarters the size of your ass. And I found out that Delta apparently has the oldest living stewardesses. There was not one below 60 on my four flights.
Nice.
Because there are no direct flights from Orlando to Portland. So we had to stop in Salt Lake City to pick up some Mormons, which was fun. And then on the way back, we stopped in Atlanta. But I swear to God, 5 hours on your ass, not able to move, and paying for the experience.
Yep.
It's just bullshit.
Yep. Were you stuck in the middle seat? Oh my God.
I only had a middle seat from Atlanta to Orlando, which was about an hour.
Okay.
On the second leg of my journey from Salt Lake to Portland, I had a window seat, and I get to the aisle, and there's this greasy-haired 15-year-old sitting there. And I said, you're sitting in my seat. I usually sit at the window. Yeah, but that's my seat. I always sit by the window. And I thought that after saying this three times, the stewardess who was right there at the end of my row, you know, like 2 feet away from my face, would have spoken up and said something, but she didn't. So my next thought is like, oh, great. So this guy has a stroke and drops dead. They're going to notify my conceit. So I sat on the aisle figuring, fine, I'll be the adult. I won't be the special needs kid in the window who talked to himself most of the flight and kept playing with the tray table and playing video games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway. It's just freaking horrible. It's like, why do we do it? And then on one of the four flights in the other side of the aisle, you know, I was in like ABC and then there's DEF on the other side of the aisle. Right. There's this guy sitting in the window seat who was at least 350 pounds. We're in the back of the goddamn plane. And all I'm thinking was, oh dear God, please let that be the right seat and not have him move over here. And it's like, do you not know that you would take more than, you know, a human seat?
I think a lot of people are in denial.
Possibly. You shouldn't be flying. And they look so pathetic. It's like, oh, really? Jesus. It's like, okay, whatever. I mean, yeah, okay, fine.
I just don't think the airlines care anymore. I mean,
they obviously do not. Going from Salt Lake City to Portland, I was in like the front of the last group to get online because I was in the back of the plane, and why would you load the back of the plane first?
Because that's too easy.
Right. So I've got my carry-on. I decided, okay, I'm only going for two nights. I'm going to do everything carry-on. So I had my roller bag and I had my computer bag. Well within my limits as a traveler. Only carry, you know, one carry-on, one personal item. Computer, laptop counts as a personal item. And I get to the door of the cabin, and the woman's like, sir, we're going to have to check your bag. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, well, the overhead bins are all full. I said, how can the overhead bins be full when the plane is more than half empty? And she goes, well, everybody has to carry everything on board these days. And I said, isn't it your job to make sure they don't? And she trots down the aisle and she goes, well, there's an open space over seat number 5, so you can put it in there. Meanwhile, I'm in seat 32. So why am I going to put my seat, you know, 30 seats ahead of myself? So I just say, screw it. I said, okay, thanks. Have a good day. And go down to my seat, where from seat 6 to the back of the plane was like half empty. I could have laid down in one of these overhead compartments and had plenty of frickin' room. But this bimbo wanted to check my bag. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe this is a scam. Maybe she's looking at people who might have, you know, computers or cameras or something or else that they're transporting, and they're making them check the bag so that somebody, you know, down below can, you know, rip them off. And yeah, as it was, two in our party ended up checking their bags and shouldn't have to, which means then we got delayed because they had to go to baggage claim. And it's like, you right. fucking bitch. Good damn thing you don't get tipped.
Now, see, I would have been like, if you're going to make me check it, then when we stop, I expect my bag up here. You're going to go down and get it?
Yeah. I mean, if I can hand it to you here and you can put it down below.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you should be able to go down below and pass it back up.
Yes. And if you're not willing to do that, then you need to go make me some space.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all a big fucking scam now.
Yeah, it's just shit. It's like, really?
Anything for an extra $50 or whatever it is.
It is. It is. And I guess now they're saying that airlines are going to charge for all bags. It's like, what the fuck? Are you not making enough money?
You know, at that point, I'll take the extra days and drive.
It's just like, I love going to different places. I just hate getting there.
Yep.
It just sucks.
Yep.
And they don't care. I mean, they're a bunch of bitter old bitches who really don't give a damn about doing customer service because, you know, I mean, let's face it, they're waiters in the air, okay? They have no other purpose. Do you really think that you're going to save my life when we crash? Something tells me you're not.
Yeah, maybe back in the 60s when that was like an option for a career.
Yeah.
People were like, oh, you're a stewardess.
And they were all attractive and friendly. And yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. So, yeah.
Well, now that you don't get fed, you get like half a Coke and fucking peanuts, if that.
Yeah, but you get like 5 peanuts.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid flying, I think when we flew to California, you got 2 meals and like there was entertainment. And it's like, now it's all just like, you either sleep or you better have brought something yourself.
Right. Right. So on the flight, we left at like the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
So by the time we got to Atlanta, I was freaking starving. So, and we landed at 2 and our other plane was boarding at 2:20 on the other side of the freaking airport.
Of course.
So luckily there was one of those, there was like a Boar's Head kiosk.
Okay.
They have like pre-made sandwiches and shit.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, you know, damn it, I'm gonna be the ass who brings a sandwich on board and sits there and eats it in the center seat.
Nice.
I was like, screw you all. So yeah, that's what I did.
Nice.
And it wasn't a bad sandwich.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Sometimes the simplest solution is the best one.
That's right. That's right. That's what they always say, don't they?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, next time I fly, it's going to have to be for business, and somebody else is going to have to be paying that ticket, because I can't justify that kind of fucking treatment for as much money as they're charging now.
Yeah, I mean, my flight was like $500.
That's fucking crazy.
In a shitty, cramped chair in the back of the goddamn plane. It's like, wow, really? Okay. Welcome to the future.
Yeah. You mean they didn't have those little TVs in the headrest where you could watch, like, the pilot's view?
No. Actually, 3 of the 4 flights had the TVs.
Yeah.
So you could watch bad cable. yeah. It was, you know, crap.
And what movies did you watch on the plane?
I did not.
I thought you were going to, like, catch up on a season or something.
Well,
Lost.
I was, but I desperately tried to sleep, and that just did not freaking happen. So I accomplished nothing. I really did. I accomplished nothing on this vacation. I wasn't on vacation. To make that clear, was not a vacation.
You mean you didn't have to do paperwork on your laptop on the way back?
No. There wasn't enough room to. Jesus.
Our guys, in order to save time...
That's what I would have done. You know, and actually...
Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
In order to save time, go ahead.
In order to save time, our guys will actually, like, edit footage on the way back.
Really?
Try, like, editing on a laptop. To, like, squeeze between two fat people.
Right.
Who are constantly asking what you're doing. Yeah, those are fun flights.
Yeah. Well, three of the four plane power outlets at the seats, which I've never had before.
Really?
Yeah. But again, wow. It was so freaking crowded that you really couldn't, you know, put your laptop up on the tray table and work. So I just desperately tried to sleep and it did not work.
Did you bring one of those little masks that you pull over your eyes?
No, I did not. I did not.
Did you ask for a pillow and they gave you like a snotty...
They
like
didn't
used.
Have pillows.
No?
They had blankets that were about as thick as a trash bag.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm sure those were good. Plus, I mean, you know, it was 110 in the goddamn plane.
It's quality. Quality.
Yes.
America's Airways. Well, I'm glad you're back. Glad you're safe.
Well, thank you.
Glad you had a $67 steak.
I wish I could say it was good. It was not.
Oh.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. But I did have my first martini. And
did
second.
You?
And third.
Oh, is this your new thing now?
No, I was just going with the flow.
Oh.
You know, when you travel with these artsy people, they're all like, oh, what do you recommend? Oh, we should try this.
It's like, did you have
whatever.
Did you have an apple teeny?
No, I didn't.
No. No.
I had martinis, I had white sangria, and I had beer.
Oh.
And I have to say beer was pretty much the best of it.
So
there you go.
Like next time you're not going to pop up on Skype with one of those things that you like shaking to make your martini before the show?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I will not.
Fine. That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, right.
I think we should do a show where you're completely drunk.
It'd be drunk monkey drunk?
Sure. Since I don't drink, you know, I'll guide you through whatever we're talking about, but I think...
Like drunk history.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
we should do that. A very special episode of Dance Monkey Dance.
Yeah, see, I don't get drunk, though, so...
Never?
I have been, well, twice. In my entire life, twice.
Come on, take one for the team.
Nope. Nope.
Ah, fine.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. You got anything else?
Yep. Nope, you
just, nope.
Since I monopolized the entire time?
No, it's fine.
Okay, good.
It's good.
It's good? Okay.
I like to talk. We're all good.
He's good.
He's good.
He's good. All He's right. good?
Yes.
He.
See. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Go to YouTube page. All that fun stuff. Let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Got a dollar? 50 cents? Got a dollar? What do you got? Got anything? I'll take anything. Got a donut?